Simon & Schuster Audio presents 1 Year of Ugly, a novel by Caroline McKenzie, read by Ines del Castillo.
Ugly. It was Aunt Celia who got us into the whole mess. The entire Palacios family thrust smack into the middle of a crime ring because of Aunt Celia and her financial wizardry. What a circus. And after everything we did to get out of that socialist cesspit and make a better life in this cracked and broken promised land. Trinidad. Take it from me, greener grass is always a mirage. Lucky for Aunt Celia, she was dead by the time the shit hit the fan. Or, I guess, the shit only hit the fan because she was dead. Don't get me wrong. That miserable bitch, Aunt Celia, was hands down my favorite relative. My favorite person, even. In the many weeks since she'd dropped dead of a heart attack, a day hadn't gone by that I didn't miss her acid humor and mordant insights, her cocaine-dazzled disco tales of the 80s. Her wit was lethal as a syringe of cyanide. No one could ever replace her. But in the present moment, shivering with cold sweat under a stark Trinidadian sun while some lunatic held us all to ransom, well, there was only one person to blame for it. Crank the clock back only 15 minutes or so, and we'd been enjoying our first Palacio Sunday barbecue since Aunt Celia died. Things were feeling almost back to normal after the shock of that late-night phone call when Mauricio, Aunt Celia's ex-husband come common-law partner, told us he'd found her white-lipped and cold on the kitchen floor. We felt it in our bones. The insidious guilt of regularity creeping in. Anne saw it in the weather. At the time of Aunt Celia's death, the rainy season had soaked the earth, driving the violently vivid green of new life to spread across hills and coastlines and sprout from gutters and pavement cracks like an untamable verdant pestilence, while our own deluge of grief had forced new emotion to sprout from unexpected places in us. Vines of regret, blossoms of nostalgia. But now the rainy season was over. Ours and the island's. The downpours had dried up, and all that aggressive green overgrowing everything was drawing back from the landscape like the sea pulling back from the shoreline. We were drying out, too. The fauna of grief was withering up in us, had stopped suffocating us like parasitic strangleweeds. Life was rolling ahead, as it does, and there we were, at Aunt Celia's house. Mauricio's house. Drinking.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?